Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Vaginas and periods are among one of my most favorite things to be talking about. I've always had a great interest in the female anatomy, but I just think that anyone who obtains a female anatomy should have an interest in it or should seek knowledge on it, because it's not really given to us that accessibly unless we go out and seek it. For example, listening to this podcast or looking up information online. We are very privileged now among this day and age that a lot of this information is online, because it was never made readily available in schools. It's always been conditioned in us that it's something that should be hidden away or shameful or disgusting or gross, even though it's fully natural and the reason that we can give life and that we can procreate. So I think it's a very beautiful thing, actually, and something that should be celebrated every day. And something that we should pay attention to in order to look after ourselves. So during my period, there was a lot of great information that was given to me and loads of self-care ideas. But to just start off by sharing a few things that I like to do when I'm on my period. So spend as much time outdoors as possible. I know in Ireland it can be a bit difficult because the weather's changing so frequently. But I think in summer it's such a good opportunity to spend as much time outside. Also, because I have a daughter, I'm like, the easiest place to play is on the grass because there's no sharp corners. And it also has encouraged me to just sit on the grass a bit more, which I actually didn't do beforehand that much. And I thought I did until I had a baby. And you spend a lot more time actually on the ground once they start crawling and walking, so you could be down at their level. So being down near the grass, just being one with nature, hugging a tree. But being out in the fresh air is just, there's nothing like it. A bit of fresh air, a bit of nature, nothing better. And also a bit of stretching if you can. I mean, I can't really meditate. If you're a parent, you can't really meditate or be doing, nothing's really relaxing, if that makes sense. So if you're doing yoga, it's kind of interrupted, you know, by a child climbing you. But still a few stretches, baby, even if you can do child pose, happy baby, the pigeon pose, that sort of thing. That's, or what's that thing called? The hip opener yoga, that was recommended by a good few people, that helps with cramps and pelvic pain and just your overall mood, I think, because we store a lot of trauma in our pelvis. That's not just mental trauma. I mean, like proper physical trauma. If you feel any pain, that's stored in your body in certain areas. And us women, we store a lot of, or women or people with wombs, we store a lot of trauma in the womb. So it is good to do hip openers. And also swimming can alleviate some of that pressure. Obviously it depends on what kind of thing you wear, like if you wear tampons and all, or what period. I think you can get period bikini bottom swimwear. Also, if you have a partner or friend who's willing to get a few massages, try sleep as much as possible. Maybe even go for gentle Pilates if you are so inclined. And then, of course, walking. You all know I'm a big advocate for the walking. And if you don't have children, try meditation. And then for food, obviously you have to drink a lot more water because you're going to be dehydrated from losing that blood. Dark chocolate to feed those cravings. Grass-fed meats, wild salmon. Anything that's high in iron. Blackberries, blueberries. That was high in iron. Full stop. I don't mean that blackberries and blueberries are high in iron. And then B vitamin rich foods, warm teas and liquids, and sesame and sunflower seeds. If you are into seed cycling, I know Hitomi on YouTube has a video on seed cycling. I also have a video on cycle syncing too, if you're interested. But I just got all the information out of Period Power by Maisie Hill, if you're interested in reading that. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed the podcast and let me know what you think. Happy period. Yeah.
I felt like in the last one as well, I kept like banging my lip off the...
Oh, the mic.
Yeah, it's so annoying. Like, I feel like it's so annoying to listen to, because you know the way we record it on a phone?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Very homemade.
Very bohemian.
Yeah, like very homemade. I was actually just going to say to you as well today, you know, I don't know if this is just me, but I like... Okay, so today I've passed like two of my like biggest like kind of fears, cringes.
Oh.
Eating in public when you're walking.
when you're walking.
Like, I was walking to the Dart to get to come to here in town, but I was starving. And I was like, I had my roll in my hand and I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to eat this when I'm walking, because I just like get so paranoid and I just think it's like really cringe. Not if anyone else does it, just if I do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like, I'm like, oh, everyone's like, oh, look at her, nom, 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 like stuff falling all over my face. So I was like walking to the Dart station and I ate my ciabatta walking.
Emer, congratulations. That's fucking brilliant.
And my other fear was, like, obviously I shower every day, but today, because I was, it just didn't make sense for me to go home.
Yeah.
So I came straight here and I stayed in Ryan's last night and I didn't shower and I'm living it up.
You filthy bitch.
I'm living it up.
Filthy.
I'm living it up. I think the whole period chat, remember in the last podcast we were talking about it and we were like, that's a podcast for a whole nother day.
Yeah.
Because there's so many aspects to all of those things as well, because I feel like obviously on your period, like I'd shower twice a day. Have to. But other people would go the opposite direction and they'd be like, no.
Wallow in your own filth.
Yeah.
That's more my buzz.
I was just I was just gonna say that's very you.
Yeah,
very you. But like, I know we've spoken a lot about periods before, because like I've expressed about how I got my coil and I had awful trouble, but now this is like a new thing. What am I gonna say? Since turning
25.
So since I got this coil inserted, it's called the JDAS coil. So there's like some hormones, but it's like the micro pill. There's like the lowest dosage. Lowest dosage of hormones, because the copper coil was making me really sick. And also when I went to get, what is that called when you get like a womb?
You got clean? A DNC. Yeah. I think that's what it's called.
I think so. Anyway, don't quote us. Don't quote us on it. But she literally, the person who did it, she literally basically was like, your womb's in bits.
She womb shamed you?
No, like, she literally was like, she was like, your womb's in bits.
Sorry, the state of your womb.
No, like this. And I was like, I know, yeah, I've had this, because I had the copper coil in for like 5 years. And like, I just knew it was I knew that there was something wrong, in a sense. I knew that the pain that I was in, and I know that you suffer more with the copper coil, like it's a thing.
Yeah.
But so when I got this coil put in, now thankfully I'm not in pain anymore, but I'm struggling mentally with my periods. But I was talking to my mom about this and I was like, is it because, I don't know if it's because when I was in so much pain, the pain like
overrided the mental issue. Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if I actually struggled with this when I was in pain. But like, when I mean pain, I mean like curled over, bawling, crying, can't move type of pain. It's not like your average cramp. Like, it's like bad. Like, you'd get the shits. Sometimes you'd be vomiting. Like, it's bad. And my mom suffered like that as well. But like, recently, like, it's, and I've spoken to so many people who are experiencing the same thing. And like, I know Kim goes through this as well. And it's like dissociation. Dissociation, the spiraling, and like
dissociation.
Just say it again.
There's no isation at the end. It's just dissociation.
Dissociation.
Syncopation. Dissociation.
Yeah. Dissociation.
Yeah, yeah.
So the dissociation part, like, I remember Kim talking to me about it like ages ago, and I was like, I couldn't relate to her. I was like, oh no, that's awful. But like, now I'm getting it, and it's like I'm completely
dissociated.
And like, my max, like, obviously I spiral with other things, like mentally, and I have OCD, so that's, again, I would be spiraling from that. But like, it's when I'm on my period is like my peak time, and it's like, it's like I actually think I'm going crazy.
Oh, that's horrible.
No, but my mom then, I expressed it to my mom and I was like, I feel like I'm losing my mind. I was like, I'm actually, I think I have a screw loose. And she was like, I watched this on EastEnders.
Okay, love.
No, no, she literally said to me, she was like, listen, she was like, there's a name for it. And I was like, I was like, okay, tell me. And she was like, basically, like, there was a young woman in EastEnders and she was like acting out, and she like felt like she was like going insane, and she was like really acting out, like completely losing the plot. Mm. And then they went and she went to see a doctor or whatever, and she got diagnosed with PMDD.
Okay.
So my mom was like, I think that's what you could have. And I was like, oh, geez, it's not another fucking diagnosis. I was like, I'm going to be obsessed with this now. But of course, I started to read into it, and like, I'm not self-diagnosing, but like, I really, really think I have that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go to the doctor and tell them, because they're just going to be like, here's some pills for you, take that.
Now, a lot of people did text in and said that taking one antidepressant while you're, the day you're ovulating, has helped them.
Just one?
Just one, yeah. I thought that was very...
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's different.
That's very different.
Well, it's something to do with the chemicals in your brain. Now, I don't know, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. But there are, obviously, there's going to be natural remedies to everything. But if you're not interested in going on a pill or taking an antidepressant, then going to a traditional GP or doctor is probably not going to help you, because that's what their job is, basically, to prescribe things.
Yeah, it's just like, when I was talking to Kim about it, like, she's experiencing the same thing, and I think it's getting worse with age, though. That's what I think is a bit like, is it because you're so much more, I don't know, maybe like hyper aware of life, that you'd like, things are more serious when you're older, maybe.
Yeah.
So is that why? Like, it's actually, the feeling is actually insane. And like, obviously, like, my brain would kind of, my brain, it like overdrives anyway. Mm. So like, you could imagine what I'm like on my period. But it's very suffer in silence kind of thing, because you can't, like, how do you describe dissociation? Mm. Like, how do you describe that? Mm. Like, how would you describe it?
I would just be like, babes, I'm not with it. You know, not here right now. Ding dong, no one's home sort of situation.
But how do you describe that to someone else? Like,
yeah,
it's such a weird thing, because I never understood it when Kim used to say it to me. And I'd sympathize with her, like, of course. But now that it's happening to me, she's like, that's exactly how I feel when I'm on my period. And I feel like it's more common than we think.
Well, so many people were texting in saying the same thing happens to them. But also, to just know, it's like untouched territory, like anything to do with hormones, the female anatomy, your cycles. Like, there's so much information about it, but it's so overwhelming, because it's all become accessible now because of the internet, I feel like. I don't know anything about cycle syncing, or like what type of food you're supposed to eat on your period, or what stage of the month. I didn't even know all, and I did biology for the Leaving Cert, and I was good. I loved biology. Mm. But I don't remember anything about learning about the luteal phase or any of that. Like, yeah. I don't remember, and I don't remember a bit, maybe we learned about, like, what happens when the follicle, you know, when the egg is released and all that shite, and, like, getting ready for fertilization. But I don't ever remember being taught, like, this is how the body would react to certain types of food or certain types of exercise, depending on what stage of the month you're at. And if we did have that information, it would be so much easier to cope with it.
Yeah. I feel like, as well, back in the day, I've seen so many things online now where back in the day, they used to say exercising on your period was good, but it's actually not good.
I know. I remember my PE teacher would say, you have to, I remember, you know, when you have PE and you're on your period, so they're like, I'm going to sit this one out, babe. And I remember my PE teacher being like, no, the exercise will help with your cramps. So I genuinely thought that was true, but it's like, it's soft nice. Exercise like yoga and Pilates and stuff can help, but not going on a jog or running.
Yeah, that's what
you're
I used to
do. You're not supposed
to
overexert yourself.
Yeah, and it's crazy as well, because like, we're always, like, us females, we're always told to power through, power through. But like, it's actually insane. And as well, like, if you think about the lead up to your period, so like, you have, there's at least maybe 2 weeks to 3 weeks where you're just not yourself. Mm. And then there's only like, what, 1 week where you're fine. Like, it's actually, no, like, it's actually insane. Like, it's so true, though, that like we go through so, so, so much. And then, like, with the whole, like, PMDD, how come we weren't taught about that in school? How come, like, these things weren't a thing?
Mm, I know.
Because, like, how am I, like, 25? How am I only figuring this out now?
Yeah.
But then that's why I'm like so confused, because I'm like, have I always been this way? And I just, because I was in so much pain it kind of like masked it that I didn't have time to be thinking about my mental state because I was so physically sore.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I've obviously always felt like bad and shitty on my period, but it's funny because like I definitely would be more inclined when I had the pain and the like excessive bleeding to do stuff than I am now mentally.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I'd actually, to be honest, rather the bleeding and the pain back than to be so dissociated and to feel like you're going crazy. And then you get your period and you're like, oh, that's what's going on. But it's like, man, how do we have to deal with this? Like,
I know, yeah.
And like, what's there to do about it?
You're like, what, Keelan? What are we supposed to do?
I'm literally looking at you for an answer. I'm like, but what do I do about it, mammy?
I'll read a few out.
I take Angus cactus. That helps a lot. And cutting down on soy and caffeine has defo helped loads too. Yeah, I saw stuff online that was like, stay away from like salty foods and stuff.
Okay.
But that's how my buzz.
Now, I know from when my body was so fucked when I was around 20, 21, 22. And this is like sort of after I went vegan. So I thought, oh, it's because I've gone vegan. That's why my body is just like breaking down. My periods were so, so sore. I couldn't put on any weight. Like I had so much like cystic acne around my chin. And then when I cut out soy, and I didn't cut out soy I just cut it out because oat milk just became a thing. Mm. It was only new. And this is when I had tiny titties as well.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah, this is crazy. So like, this is a real testament to like how incredible hormones are and like how certain foods affects it. But when I stopped drinking soy milk and I changed to oat milk, I was suddenly so much healthier. My boobs like blew up and all my spots went away.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Because I don't know what it is to do with soy. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Wait, sorry, can you just tell me what soy is in?
So soy is like what tofu's made out of, you know, like the meat substitutes. There's a lot of soy in that, soy sauce and soy milk. When I first went dairy free, like I went dairy free when I was 15 and there was no alternatives other than soy milk. There were no dairy alternatives at all. So I was drinking soy milk all the time. It was the only milk available. But now there's like fucking 12. You can get fucking potato milk.
What?
Potato.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Oh God.
So I was having soy milk all the time, and then when oat milk came in, I was like, give us a suck of that immediately. So now on the oat milk, my boobs blew up and everything. It just like was so much better.
Oh my God, I wish you told me this before the last podcast. I'm like, what do I do? My boobs are shrinking. I know exactly what to do. An estrogen patch. My best friend has it, and that's basically sorted it out for her. That's really interesting.
Now, they're prescribed to women who have trouble having sex post-birth. And if you're breastfeeding, you can get an estrogen patch.
Is that going to mess with, like, am I going to feel different?
You'd have to ask your doctor now, love. I don't know.
Because that's what, like, scares me as well. Like, I remember I went to a male doctor and it was, I think I had a UTI or something. Mm. And he was like, I was telling him about my coil or whatever. And then he was like, oh, like I was saying, oh yeah, I don't want, you know, to have hormones and stuff like that. And he was like, oh, I could prescribe you the pill if you want to stop the bleeding. And I was like, oh my God, you're not listening to me. But like, I'm so like conscious of like the hormones in my body, because I know like with this JDAS coil that there are hormones in it. And now I'm freaked out because I'm like, maybe it's those hormones that are disagreeing with me and making me Lula, you know?
Yeah, you don't know. It's like, there's so much going on.
Especially
when you go to the doctor and you get prescribed something new, and then your body has to adjust, and then you have to decipher whether it's something to do with your age, what you're eating, or is it the new type of pill that you're on?
Yeah.
It's too much to take into account. And I don't think there's enough studies on it, because there's so many
Determinization?
No. There's so many factors that are involved with how your body is going to react to something.
Yeah. But it's also like spending those weeks as well, like testing it. Like, not that you're wasting like weeks of your life, but like it's the fact that like you're taking something new and like, imagine like it did completely change you and then you're like, oh my God, like I've been Lula for the past 4 weeks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's just like, I don't know, I'm not arsed to take the coil out, see how I am, unfortunately, because I'm a lazy bitch. But like, I can get through it, absolutely. But I just don't think it's like talked about that much, because why am I only finding this out now? Mm. Like, why am I only figuring that this is a thing? out now because like no one speaks about it. And then I'm like, is it because like maybe the older that you get, the more info you find out about these things?
Probably, yeah. And the more people talk about it.
Yeah, it's just strange. I'd love to know anyway what the story is. I'd love to know if I, because I can't really remember, but like I would genuinely take back the pain and the bleeding and the nappies. Oh my God, I'd take that back in a heartbeat.
Did you hear about when I had the menstrual cup?
I didn't know you then. You've told me the story vaguely.
So
what happened?
When I was like eco queen, like I didn't use any plastic for a month.
Okay.
So that means I didn't buy any foods and packaging, no crisps, no foods and packaging. Only used makeup from like bamboo packets. Okay. Like didn't use any plastic whatsoever for the month of July. It was called Plastic Free July. Anyway, lunatic. Like really going above and beyond. But anyway, so then I was like, okay, I don't know what to do with period products. And in fairness to me, I was using the, what's it called, Nature Care, like it's compostable. It's in compostable packaging, the plastic free tampons. But I was like, I'm going to go a step further and use the menstrual cup. So I got a menstrual cup and I used it for the first time and I was in work. And sometimes you'd be on the floor on your own, so there'd be no one to take over if you needed to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So then I'd get my friends who were working across the road to come in and be like, on your lunch, can you just come in and mind the till so I can run up to the bathroom? Like it was so bad. But anyway, so I'd run up to the bathroom and I'd check on my the menstrual cup and I was like, I can't really find it, because I was thinking I had to take it out, clean it and put it back in. And I was like, oh Jesus, I can't really take it out. Like it was really up there. So I was like, okay, I'll just leave it until I get home, because they're supposed to last 8 hours anyway. So then at the end of my shift, I closed up the till and I went up to the bathroom and I really got my, I was fucking wrist deep in there and I was trying to pull it out and I was like, it's not budging like at all. And my, you know when your hand starts to cramp because you're like this.
Oh God.
I had my hand in there and I'm pulling and I'm squeezing because you're supposed to pinch. You're supposed to get in there, pinch, pull it out. I was doing that and nothing was happening.
Jesus.
So then I was like, fuck, fuck, fuck. So then I came back and I came back to my dad's and I said to my stepmom, because she's like, you know, she's one of those women who knows the answer to everything. So I'm like, help me, what do I do? So anyway, I say to my stepmom, I'm like, I don't know what to do. This menstrual cup has been stuck in me for 8 hours and there's like blood dripping everywhere now.
Was it overflowing?
It was overflowing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was overflowing. So then I'm there popping a, and she was looking up. I think she called a nurse. She called DDoc or something. And she was like, listen, I have someone here who has the menstrual cup stuck in her. I don't know what to do. Like, can you give some tips? So basically I had to get on all fours and pop a squat like I was giving birth. And they were like, you need to push as if you were giving birth. So I was like, okay. And I'm like crying at this stage because I'm really stressed out. Obviously there's a foreign object stuck in my vagina. And I know there's a cervix there, so it can't get lost in your body because there's a barrier. But anyway, so I'm popping a squat there on the bathroom floor and I'm pushing as if I'm giving birth. And Caroline's like, do you want me to come in and help? And I'm like, no, honestly, it's fine. And I'm popping a squat and then I push and obviously a little bit of shit comes out.
Fuck off.
So I'm after a little, like, a little bit of shit is coming out of my bum. And then I'm like crying even more and I'm like, fuck, I'm never going to get this thing out. And then I piss myself, obviously, because I'm pushing so much. And I'm like, fuck, I don't know what to do. So then I call my mom, and me and my mom like aren't on good terms at this point. We have a complicated relationship. I don't think we were good on good terms at this point, something. Anyway, so I call my mom and I was like, I really need your help. There's a menstrual cup stuck in my vagina. And she was like, oh, for fuck's sake. So she comes over. She's like, I'm coming over. She drives over. She drives me to the rotunda. And she's like, we need help. My daughter has a menstrual cup stuck in her vagina. And they were like, okay, no problem. I get seen to, like, there's women in labor in the waiting room, like literally having contractions. I get seen to straight away by a midwife. And they're like, okay, get on your side there. And they go in. They go in, but it takes like 2 seconds, obviously because they're experts, like it takes them 2 seconds to take it out. There's blood, obviously because I've had this in for probably 10 hours, there's blood everywhere. They wash it for me and they're like, if you want to have a go again, just keep it. The same thing happened to me when I first used a menstrual cup, when I took it out, it flung across the room. And they were like, hopefully the next time we see you, it's for the right reasons for a little baby.
Sorry.
But they had me in the system because I was born in the rotunda and they had me in the system as baby Moncrief. Isn't that so cute? Yeah. And then the next time I was there, I was like in labor. I was like, you know, last time I was in this room, I had a menstrual cup stuck in my vagina. Love.
Oh my God. Sorry. Is that not like... the most traumatic thing. That's like the thing with like get anything up there that's not meant to be up there,
yeah,
or not like natural to be up there. Like tampons and stuff still freak me out when you pulled at the string.
Yeah.
Now, in fairness, I actually haven't worn, I think I've worn like 2 tampons or 3 tampons when I was away, but I like free bleed now because this coil doesn't like, I don't bleed much at all. I don't bleed much at all. But sometimes I'm like, I just would love a bit of blood to like make me feel like all of these emotions are worth it.
Amor, I know exactly what you mean.
Is that not so fair?
That's like, so true. Because it like validates your experience. Because you're like, oh, fair enough, I'm on my period. But as well, because of breastfeeding, my periods are pathetic. But I get the overwhelming like, oh, I get the PMS symptoms really badly. So I'll feel like really grumpy, really angry. I'm more like rage sort of person rather than dissociation, suicidal thoughts. I'm just like, oh, I want to kill everyone.
Yeah.
So I'll be like really ragey and I'm like, oh, it's probably because I'm getting my period. But sometimes no blood will come at all.
That's the same as
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, so I felt like that for absolutely no reason then. Grant.
Like I literally, I'm like, give me all the blood. Because it will make me just feel, it will also like, not that like you need to prove to anyone that you're on your period, like you should be able to be that way and them not question it. Mm-hmm. But like, again, like remember we said on the last podcast, I feel like people think I'm lying.
Yeah.
So sometimes because as well, my periods were so, what's the word when they're like all over the place?
Oh, irregular.
Irregular. So like I would get like 3 periods a month, but like I'm feeling this way twice a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my periods are still irregular. So because my periods were so irregular, like I just don't know. So like I'd get them like, yeah, 3 times a month or whatever. But like when I was bleeding, it would just be like, oh, okay, here's my period again. But now I'm like, I don't even have anything to show for it. You know what I mean? I've nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and as well, like even like if I'm with Ryan or something, I'm like, oh, I think I'm getting my period. And then that makes you feel more crazy because you're like, am I just like this?
Yes. You're like, am I going to be in this bad mood for the rest of my life?
Am I just like this?
Am I a nag?
Am I an... Sorry. A nag. That's literally it. Am I a nag? I'm more of like a... I'm like more of like a delicate, insecure looper.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be angry now. Like, I'd be very, like, overanalyzing everything. And, like, then, like, again, like, small triggers would send me off on, like, a little trip down the fucking spiral lane. Like, do you know what I mean? But, yeah, just not having any blood, like, I don't have anything to show for it. But, what was I going to say? We were talking about your menstrual cup. That's, like, anything that goes up there that's not meant to go up there freaks me out because of how traumatized I was getting my coil in. So that's like the catheter. What's it called?
Catheter.
Ooh. Remember I was
when I was telling you about giving birth. I literally was telling you about my contractions and getting the epidural and you were worried about the catheter.
Yeah. Because when I yeah. Because when I went to this woman, I was on the waiting list for like a year. The woman who cleaned out my womb was like, your womb's in bits.
Sorry, this has triggered a memory. When I did my junior cert home ec exam, I was talking about the uterus, but I forgot the word for uterus. So I was like, okay, it's called a womb, isn't it? And I couldn't remember how to spell it. Because you know when you were like panicking so much and I was like so nervous. So I spelled it W-O-O-M, like womb. Like
womb.
Woo-m.
See, if you had a spelling waiver like me, that wouldn't be a problem.
No.
Wouldn't be a problem.
Oh, and I remember just as I left the room, I was like, fuck's sake.
That's stress. That's all that to you. It's like the things that you need to remember the most you forget. But she came, like, so I lay down, and like anyone who's gotten a coil insertion knows the clamp. Now you probably know the clamp already.
Is it the same thing that it opens up your vagina? Because I've gotten a smear before.
Yeah. Any, you don't need to get the coil, a smear, that's it.
Yeah.
So when I got my coil in the first
time, it's really like medieval. You'd think they'd update it, something cutesy.
But I didn't
make it more
realize,
approachable, girly.
Yeah, but like, sorry, knock me out, hon. Like, why am I awake for this? Because they open your womb like a few centimetres. That's why it's so sore. Now,
you mean the cervix? They open up the cervix? Oh,
yeah. That's what I mean. So like, Keelan, I went in. So, okay, you know Pembroke? You know Pembroke, the street?
Yeah.
So I didn't know where I was going, and my mom actually drove me there because you shouldn't be meant to get like the bus home or anything. Like you should like be with someone because you can faint or whatever.
Yeah.
So my mom drives me there, and I just like, anytime I see the like street name Pembroke, I like wince, because I'm like, oh, oh my God. So I went in and I didn't know what I was like prepared for. Like I did, I thought it was going to be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sitting there and she's like, oh, okay. So like, did you take your Ponstan? Now, yeah, yeah. Do you know what a Ponstan is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like literally like a little bit stronger than a paracetamol. Mm. She's like, did you take your Ponstan? And I was like, yeah, 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 not thinking anything of it. So I lie down and she's like, okay, so this is just going to pinch a little bit. She gets the clamps and I'm like, fucking cunt, bitch, cunt, cunt. My mom hears me screaming at the end of the hall. My mom's like, oh, Jesus Christ. No, like I'm like pushing her away and she's like, no, 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 no. Like you can't stop moving, stop moving. And I'm like, I'm in so much pain. Like screaming. And my mom is sitting listening to this at the end of the hall. Like, and she's like, oh my God. And like, in fairness, like I was saying some really rude words. So she was like, oh, Jesus. So I come out anyway and like, I'm like, I just need a pay for it. Now back then they were like €300 to get done.
What?
Oh yeah, paid for it out of my own money as well. Yeah, yeah.
Stunning.
Of course, working gal.
More expensive than a baby.
But like I went up to pay for it and I like went as pale as a ghost and I was like, I think you can just sit down. And I like swirly woman like melted onto a chair and like went completely white. And my mom was like, are you like fainting right now? And I was like, yeah, I think so. Like,
I think I'm fainting right now.
Mommy, I think I'm fainting right now. So she was like, oh, Jesus. And I just when I went in to get when your one was having a look. Now this is like what, 5 years on.
Yeah.
She takes out the clamp and I just went, no, 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 got off the bed and like literally walked to the door and I was like, no, I'm sorry, no.
No pants on. No. Walk straight to the door.
I was like, no,
big
no,
bum
no.
out. Ready to go. Waddling away.
Luminous G string.
No, no ninnies on.
Luminous G string on the floor. Like, no, I was like,
Penny's lace thong on the ground.
Like love. So then she was like, you're really traumatized, aren't you? She was like, I can tell. Like, yeah. And I was like, you don't understand what I went through getting this in. Like I, and that's a lot of people who have the coil, they avoid getting it taken out,
yeah,
because of what
changed,
it,
yeah.
Because of what it, like the experience.
And it's just swimming around in there for years.
Oh my God, stop. But yeah, and then what did she say? Oh yeah, I was like, she was like, right, so what we need to do is we need to put a camera up there, have a look, blah, blah, blah. And
oh,
I was
what's
like,
that called again? It's like vaginoscopy.
I wouldn't
it's
even
like,
I wouldn't
it's
even
like
try.
A colonoscopy, but for your vagina.
Yeah, I just say a camera up there and everyone's like, oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, the usual, yeah.
The
yeah,
usual,
yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so then I was like, no, 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 I can't do that. And I was like, I can't do that awake. And she was like, it's Blackrock Hospital. You'll be asleep, sure. And I was like, oh, love.
That's what happens when you go private.
Yeah, very, very good. Sorry, guys, I was just getting a call there for my quote devil insurance for my car.
For her car.
But I went with AA, if anyone's wondering. Roadside assistance. Okay, we're going to read some of the horror stories now.
We do, yeah. Are they funny stories?
Yeah, they're funny.
Anytime I hear the word horror, I'm like, oh. Like, I
go, oh, horror.
Oh, yeah, horror.
When I was a teenager, me and my boyfriend at the time would go at it like rabbits every day. One time I was so horny, I forgot to take my tampon out. It was towards the end of my period, so I wasn't having cramps to constantly remind me that I was bleeding. And we ended up getting freaky, freaky in capitals. he jammed my tampon up so far that about 5 minutes after we'd finished, I'm lying on the bathroom floor spread like an eagle while he's basically elbow deep inside me. Love. Fishing for the little fucker because I couldn't reach it. He was still up for round two after we retrieved it, though. Wasn't put off in the slightest. In fact, being so close up and personal with my fuzzy little monster while he was...
Fuzzy little monster.
While he was on retrieval duty, probably got him even more in the mood. Loved him with all my heart. I'd love to know, are they still together? I lived with my boyfriend's family for 6 months and his parents are super old school, like don't talk about anything kind of family. Anyway, I was on my period and was putting my tampons in the bin in our room while we were out, and the dog got into the bin and ate 4 used tampons and dragged them all through the house, leaving blood trails everywhere. His parents saw the dog dragging the tampons everywhere and were literally running after her trying to get the tampons, but she literally ate them. Mortifying.
No, that's like, you know me, I don't put tampons in anyone's bin, I put them in my bag.
Oh.
Emer, I know all about it because they're in there reeking up the place.
No, like I would find tampons at the bottom of my bag, even on nights out. Like weirdly, like, you know, like if you're like drunk, you wouldn't be as conscious of that.
Yeah.
And like, it's just so weird. I just naturally just put them in my bag.
No, my dog Forrest used to get knickers out of the laundry basket.
And eat them.
Oh. Horrible. Gobble, gobble.
Do you know when,
disgusting.
Like, when you're like around a dog and you're on your period and the dog like...
No, Forrest has had the nose up the dress.
Yeah, like smells you and it's so embarrassing.
It's,
like,
so, it's embarrassing. So embarrassing. And they won't stop and they're like...
Yeah.
And the wet nose rubbing again. Oh, it's horrible. It's, like, it's horrible.
It's so invasive. Yoshi provides a dozen when they put the meat, they soak the jocks in the meat.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
The dog runs at the boyfriend. It's, yeah, like that. It's exactly like that.
I was in a cafe in Paris visiting my boyfriend on his lunch once with the worst cramps. He went to get my ibuprofen and left me in the cafe looking fairly grim. While he was gone, the waiter approached me saying, "Are you okay, madame?" When I opened my mouth to say yes, I projectile vomited on this poor monsieur, ran to the bathroom, fainted, shat myself, and woke up to my boyfriend wheeling me out in a wheelchair. He called an ambulance for me. Highly dramatic. Sorry, if I was lying on the ground and I'd have just shat myself, I would be like, get an ambulance, I'd, I'm dying. Like,
yeah, I'd definitely
help me.
Be like,
because the mortification of shitting yourself, like, you'd need an ambulance to cover that up. It's like, no, I'm actually about to die. I need an ambulance.
I would 100% be like, I don't feel normal. Something's wrong. And I'd like completely go above and beyond because, like, that's going to cover it up then.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
going to, that's going to explain.
Excuse. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'll,
yeah,
excuse, it'll,
yeah,
excuse it completely.
I was once so drunk that I leaked all over my white jeans in a pub. Then I left. The taxi man had all the windows down, blowing me out of it the whole way home. I got out of the taxi and I said there was no need to have the windows down. I was freezing. Oh my God, too much. He shouted out the window as he drove off, "That's because you're stinky." I stood there in shock, however, extremely drunk, can't remember much else. Only the next morning I woke up to take my tampon out and two came out.
Oh my God, no.
Fishy, fishy, swimming in the sea.
No, like, it's just like, do other people smell it?
No, because... I know from when, you know, when at the end of your period, and I just had finished my period, but now again, my period's really light, like I'm able to free bleed. But once I was getting out the last few days, and obviously it's summer, so I'm wearing dresses and skirts, but like, I smell like a rotting corpse. It's literally like a rotting, fishy corpse smell in between my legs, and I don't know what to do.
You were saying this the other day.
I don't actually know. I literally don't know what to do.
Wait, has it smelled like this before?
No, I don't think so. Because you know the way sometimes your vagina has a familiar, like, home, feeling of home smell?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like...
A pong of home.
The sweet pong of home.
Yeah, yeah,
it's,
yeah,
like, take me home, yeah, take me home. So sometimes you're like, oh, the sweet smell of my vagina, nothing better. You know, yeah, that kind of way.
Oh, okay. Everyone loves the smell of their own vagina.
Yeah. So I was, yeah, usually you're comforted by the smell of your vagina. But this was like, it was actually insufferable. I couldn't stand the smell of my own vagina. I wanted it to go away so badly. And I'd be like bending down to get something in my bag and I'd catch a whiff of the pong. And I'd be like, that actually smells like something has died in there. To the extent where I was like, did I leave a tampon up there accidentally for a few days? So I'd be fishing around, nothing to be found. But it's actually, do you know what's similar? It was a similar scent to when my stitches were healing.
Were infected.
No, oh, not when they're infected, there wasn't a smell. But when they were like healing, to the end of the healing stage.
Interesting.
I don't know what was going on down there.
You should get some of the BV gels.
That's what Ella was saying when, yeah, I was out the other night. She said it could be BV.
Yeah.
But the smell is gone now. And there was no, the reason why I didn't think I had BV because I had no irregular discharge. Okay. I didn't have weird discharge. And you get like greeny sort of.
Do you have BV? I can never tell the difference. Like I don't know. Do you ever get those ads that pop up on your Instagram and it's like,
oh, yeah, the color of your discharge?
Yeah, the color of your discharge. And I'm like, I don't know. I just like, it's not that I don't stare at it, but like, I don't really know the difference.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's just me, but I don't know the difference between it. So that's as well. Like when I'm like absolutely losing my bicky, I'm like, oh my God. Like usually there's like an inkling or a sign, like, you know, you get discharged. But for me, since having this coil in, it doesn't happen like that.
Oh, so annoying.
I just don't know. Like, am I just actually insane? Or am I getting my period?
Here's to us finding out in next week's episode. Is Emer losing the plot or not? No, but what are you barking at? I
I remember being really young, like I think I was 14, and you know when there's like pedo older men like flirting with 14-year-olds? Mm-hmm. Love. But you think you're like real cool. But anyway, so me and my friends would hang out with these older boys, and I remember I lived up the road from one of them, so I was able to sneak out of my house and like go to their parties and then be home in time to the point where my parents wouldn't find out. But I remember sneaking out to one of these parties, and I was sitting around the table smoking a joint. Very cool. I was smoking a joint, passing around, and these boys were talking about, and I'd never had sex before. I only got my period when I was 16.
Really?
I hadn't even got my fucking period yet. So they were passing around a joint talking about how one of them had just had sex with this girl, right? And they'd had sex, but she left, and she'd left her underwear behind. And they were talking about how there was loads of, they were like, there was crusty discharge in the underwear. And this is my first memory of like boys talking about a girl in this sort of way. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh, there was crusty discharge in it. So they threw the underwear in the fire, being like, oh, what a fucking tramp. Like, that's disgusting, as if there was something wrong with her. And I remember when you're going through puberty, you'd like get like low, even before you get your period, you always have loads of discharge. You're like putting panty liners in there and you're like, what the fuck is going on? Mm. So I was like, this must be normal. And then after that conversation, I was like, there must be something seriously wrong with me. And I was like, a boy is never going to fancy me. I'll never have sex.
I think as well, though, on like, it, not defending the lads or anything, but like, they're really not taught anything either, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, how would, like, because like, when I started getting discharged, I didn't know what it was. Yeah. How could I imagine that the lads would know what it is, you know?
I know, yeah.
It's a weird one, definitely. But like, periods in general is a weird like conversation. Like, of course, like you can have a boyfriend who's like so understanding and so comforting.
Oh, Dubby, it's all coming for you soon.
But like, you can have a boyfriend that's like so understandable and so comforting, but like, they'll never actually understand you. They won't.
No, no.
They will never understand it. And like, do you know what like actually irks me? If like you're trying to like express to someone, and it could be like a male, of like how you're feeling on your period, and they're like, oh, you poor thing. It's like, I want them to ask me questions. Mm. I want them to be like, oh, and then this and then that. And like, you know, there's nothing more attractive than a male that will buy you pads and tampons in the shop.
Yeah.
Because that's a huge thing. Like there's like that stigma around it. It's like, oh, I don't want to go into the shop and buy tampons. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, my mom was saying that like my dad used to do that all the time for her. I was like, love. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's literally like
the bare minimum.
We're literally like, love, green flag, green flag, green flag. Like buying a tampon.
But like, that's,
it's
like,
literally like, no, but also grow up. It's like the most immature thing ever to be like, I don't want to be seen buying tampons. That's so embarrassing. It's like, what? But it's the same thing. I also feel embarrassed by, and my mom says it as well, you always feel so embarrassing buying toilet paper. Because you're like, I'm going to do a big shite at home and I need loads of toilet paper. Get me the 12 pack. I do loads of shite, big shitty shits at home, wiping my bum with the toilet paper. But it's like, obviously everyone uses toilet paper.
But like, you know what's so funny? Like, I'm on the other side of that. I'm like looking at someone buying toilet paper being like, I know what you're going to do with that toilet paper.
Sorry, hold on.
Hang on. Like, anytime I'm buying kitchen like towel for work, I like hold it in a way that like I'm like displaying that it's kitchen towel. So I'm like walking through Black Rock Village like with the kitchen towel like on my shoulder.
Like, really exaggerated, being like, whoa, yeah, this like, is heavier than the
like,
toilet.
So like nonchalant as well, like just like scrolling on my phone, like looking like, oh yeah, this is just placed here because I'm like, I don't want people to think that's toilet paper. You know what I mean? Because I think like that, everyone else is thinking like that. I saw a video online as well, and it was the exact same thing as what you just said.
Yeah.
But I can't believe other people think that way.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
Stop.
Yeah.
When did you start getting like comfortable with Jason about that kind of stuff?
The periods.
No, shitting.
Shitting. Oh, that's so interesting. Well, we moved in together pretty quickly, so I had to kind of get over it because I had an ensuite room.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, I do be shitting. It probably only lasted a month, to be honest.
Yeah.
And you break the seal at a certain stage. It's probably when you're drunk and you start like farting and stuff around each other by accident, and then it's funny. So now we literally would shit in the same room.
Yeah.
You know, it's grand, but at the start, yeah, I would be clenching the arse.
You'd
for the
be
while.
A bit shy.
You
like.
Know, you know when you get the stomach cramps from holding in the fart so much.
Oh yeah. And then, you know, actually, my stomach does this as well. Like, if you like clench
the internal fart and it's like
inside your body,
it's like it goes like the opposite direction
and it like pops in your stomach. Yeah. And like, I always get that. It's like, was that a tootie? And I'm like, no, but
like,
yeah,
you might as well be farting in the sheets.
I know. Oh, stop.
But then I told you about that. I think I said it, I must have said it in a podcast before. Like, when you, after you give birth, you have no control of your pelvic floor.
Yeah.
So you don't even, you can't even feel when a fart's coming. So you're just constantly farting. All the, it's just like, all the time. Like, in public. I was scared every time I went to Jason's parents' house that I was going to fart. But as well, when we got in our first fight after I'd given birth, like, I was farting the whole time. Out loud.
So like, bad. That's so good. I'm like such a child. I think they're so funny. I'm like, do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Like,
was fucked up after a festival and was riding my fella in his car, lights off, backseat, and absolutely loving how wet I was getting. My BF bumped his head off the light switch of the roof, which illuminated the car. I was wet, but wet with 4 litres of period blood. All over me, him, the seats, the window, our clothes. Didn't stop us though. Period sex slays.
Oh my god, I'm obsessed.
Do you have sex in your period?
Yeah, of course.
Sure, you have to. You're having your period fucking 24/7.
That's
200 days out of the year.
No, but like, that's the thing. That's actually the thing why, like, I'm so comfortable with periods in general, talking about them all the time, because I'd have them all the time. So yeah. Like, it's just like, I don't know, like, love me or leave me, but like, this is the way I am. But that's why, like, because I don't bleed anymore, It is just that, like, a little bit more frustrating, because I'm like, what's the excuse? Why am I like this?
Yeah,
why am I like this? But now, yeah,
I had a one night stand before,
and oh no,
this is one of the parties when we first became friends, and we went to this party. It was an afters near Croke Park. Do you remember this? And you disappeared to go to another. It doesn't matter. I'll remind you after this.
Okay.
But anyway, I'd met this guy for the first time. And we were like, do you want to go upstairs? And then we were having sex, and then he went down on me and he was like, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. And I was like, okay. And then he came back and he turned on the light and he was like, no, what happened actually? He was a sweetie at the end of it. He was like, we were having sex. And then I was like, oh, I have a bit of a pain. I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then I went and I was like, I came back and I was like, oh my God, I have my period. And he goes, I know, when I went to the bathroom after going down and there was blood all over my face. And I was like, and you just continued and didn't tell me. He was like, sure, I don't care.
Legend.
But it wasn't his bed.
Oh no.
So it had gone over all of this guy's bed.
But I think it's such an ick if he turned around and was like, that's disgusting, fuck off.
No, I've never been with anyone, to be honest, who's like that, thank God. Who's been like, oh, that gives me the willies. Most boyfriends I've had, I remember my teenage boyfriend, who's so sweet, and we're still friends. I'm still friends with. He'd be real curious and he'd be like asking me loads of questions about it, because actually I think 3 of my boyfriends only came from a family of all boys.
Right.
So I was like teaching them the ways. I was like, this is what girls are like.
Yeah.
You know, this is what a period is. This is how you put a tampon in. Because obviously I'm not shy either. Yeah. I'm really like shit with the door open sort of person.
No, I love the whole like talking about it, and like them being curious is so attractive, I think.
Yeah.
And like, even like, they don't need to be like, I feel like they should like every month kind of a bit curious of it. Like, I don't think it should be something that it's like, oh, okay, I know that now. It's like, I would love like for people to be asking questions like, oh, like, how's your period this month? Like, how are you feeling this month? Like, you should be asking people that anyway, but males should be asking their girlfriends, or even like not your friends, because like that would be just kind of weird. Like, so imagine like Sam was like,
you're mooning. I hear you're mooning. How is that for you? So are you in your luteal phase?
Yeah. No, that's a bit weird. But like, boyfriends, I think, should be... Do you agree?
She agrees.
She agrees. I think we should read some of the
PMDD help.
The PMDD help, because I'm actually very curious.
And then I can go through the self-care that people do as well. I'm really interested. See, in an ideal world, I would love if we were on our period, we could have a few days off work. It's crazy that women have to go to work on their period.
Especially.
It's crazy that women have to work full stop.
Yeah. So true.
We should be at home chillaxing and like, relaxing,
putting the feet up.
This is too much that we have to go through.
I love this, honestly, just tracking my period. So when I start to feel crazy, I check the app and I am reassured as that's why I suddenly feel that way. Intense anxiety for no reason, heavy self-loathing, when only day before...
When only the day before I would have felt like God's gift.
Usual suspects... Suspects help. Sorry, can you read these?
Yeah, yeah. The usual suspects help. Walks in nature, reading, reduced boozing, breath work, exercises combined with yoga.
Spending time
with comforting pals instead of time alone. See, this is why women shouldn't be working. There's so much shit we have to do for our bodies to keep us in check and to keep us from going insane. It's like we're constantly on the brink all the time.
Do you ever have those friends that are like, my periods are fine? And I'm like, they're like, yeah, Grant. Don't even bleed. Like, I'm like, fucking bitch. Like, dude, there's always that one person that is like,
probably like my mom.
I use like the smallest tampon. Have you ever been judged at the size of the tampons you use? They're like, oh my God, that's fucking massive. And I'm like, well, yeah.
You're like, I'm a heavy flow with a wide set vagina.
Yeah, but like, I remember like things like that used to like really like make me embarrassed. Yeah. And you know the way like in school, like not that, like schools don't have anything for periods or anything. But like you'd ask in a classroom, you'd be like, any tampons? Yeah. And someone would hand you like a tampon the size of
tampon,
your pinky.
No, the tampon light. Oh, come on.
With your pinky finger.
Like, how do they even make them this small?
And I'm like, can I have four of them, please? And so I'll stick them together. Like, fuck's sake.
No, yeah, I was a super plus girl.
Oh, but me too.
The Tampax Pearl. Now I don't use them now. I use the self-applicator. But because my vagina's at, Saoirse said this as well yesterday. My vagina's at a curve. Does yours curve as well when you put in your tampon?
I think so, yeah.
It's at a slight curve, so the applicators are always feel a bit uncomfortable because obviously they go straight
up. I don't
up.
Use applicators.
But the Tampax Pearl were always the easiest. When I first started putting tampons in, they were the easiest to put in, but they're so expensive. It's like a five or a box. So I got the self-applicators, and they're less plastic as well, so it's a bit better. Organic. But you know there's bleach in tampons, because legally tampon companies, because it's not food, they don't need to put the ingredients on the box, but if a tampon is like white as day, that means there's bleach in it, so we're putting bleach in our body.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sorry, you know that like toxic shock syndrome?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how terrified I am of that?
Oh definitely. Like, you think you have it every day?
No, like all the time I'm like, I have toxic shock syndrome, my legs are gonna fall off.
Remember when I told you that story about how I thought I was pregnant because I used the same towel as my dad when I was 12? No, that's like when I get my period and it's like the next week I think that I still have a tampon in from my last period. And I'm like, oh my God, I have two tampons in.
Yeah, that's definitely an intrusive thought of mine for sure, that like there's a tampon rammed up there, especially when you're at the end of your period and that's when you smell like there's a corpse.
Yeah, rotting flesh. Yeah, there's and, like, there must be something wrong.
There's something up there, but like, thank God we both have the same thing.
Mm.
Yes, there's a few things that some people find helpful, but unfortunately it's a very trial error as some things work and some things don't. Angus, is that how you say it? Say it.
Agnes cactus. Onagra oil capsules, magnesium, planning around cycle, cycle symptom tracking, diet changes, eating for the cycle, exercise and therapy, online PMDD support groups, some hormonal contraception or therapies, vitamin D and vitamin B12.
So the funny thing about, like, I get real worried about taking vitamins because they make me sick. So
it's because you were prescribed the really strong iron, and iron is known for making you feel nauseous.
It's so nauseous that I need to. So I actually never went back because, like, it's actually so funny. Like, I can complain about things till the cows come home, but then when, like, so
you're given a solution, and then you're like, actually, no, I don't want to do it.
I'm like, I'm actually fine. Yeah. So she was like, the same lady who, like, sorted my womb out, she was like, look, I think you're lacking in a different vitamin, because that's why I can't absorb iron. So she was like, we might have to do transfusions.
Oh yeah.
But just with like the magnesium thing, I tried to take the magnesium, and like, if I take a magnesium before I go to bed, I'll wake up hungover, like sick.
Oh, what?
Like sick.
Really?
I swear to God, like any type of, I'm good with
you might have been taking the wrong magnesium.
I don't know, my mom takes them and she thinks they're brilliant.
Like, I think they're brilliant.
She ordered them online, but like, Like I have these like gummies now that I take, but like if I take one before bed, they'll make me feel sick. But then if I take them in the morning, they make me really acidy. I don't know what is wrong with me, but like I still do it because I have to. But like the magnesium thing, I want to get into it, but like it just makes me so sick, and I get a shit night's sleep. Yeah. I'm like waking
up. That's mad.
Isn't it
because
crazy?
It makes me like conk out. Literally.
Yeah. And the same for my mom as well. I'd love to get on this like this tracking thing. Like, what's the app?
What's the app? I think it's called Flow.
Do you have to pay for it?
FLO. I think you can. There's a free version and there's one that you can pay for. But it's probably worth to pay for because it's so important.
Why are you paying for it? Yeah, that's why I'm.
But
like,
also for irregular girlies, I don't know if it works out.
That's like, what I was going to say. Yeah. Know. That's what I was going to say, because I especially because I'm not really bleeding anymore. That's why I'm like,
how can you tell?
How can I tell? I feel like you do know when you're getting your period.
I've had awful PMDD for around 5 years. I'm 18 and I found that these things help a little. Acupuncture, avoiding dairy, eating lots of iron high veggie foods, leafy greens, beans and chickpeas, etc. Magnesium pills, Agnes cactus. That's come up a few times, Agnes cactus. Oral drops, black cohosh, evening primrose oil, vitamin B complex, ashwagandha. However, my PMDD was still debilitating despite trying all these natural remedies, so I went on birth control, the combined pill, and honestly, it has worked wonders. The only thing, after 5 years of suffering, that has made my symptoms practically disappear. I still did the natural remedies alongside taking the pill. I think a combination of the two is good. It'll be different for every person, though. That's the tricky thing, and a lot of it is trial and error, which can be very frustrating, but don't give up. When you find something or a combo of things that works for you, it'll all be worth it in the end.
Do you want to hear something mad? So anytime I get massages, like you, like I'll usually try and get one every week. But yeah. Leading up to my period, like the main thing where I know it's my period is my back.
Yeah.
My back is like throbbing, aching. I'm like in so much pain. Like, and it's like abnormal pain. Like it's really, really sore.
Yeah.
And so like I usually get massages anyway, because with my work, I'm constantly hunched over. So I am. And also like my joints get really sore anyway. But. It was two weeks ago. It's happened to me twice now, or three times, I think, where I get a really intense massage and I vomit after.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it's a thing. It's because they're pushing the toxins and the toxins are moving around your body, but they're releasing them from the knots.
Okay.
So like I would like be like, yeah, thank you so much. And then they'd leave the room and I'd be like getting changed really quickly. And then I'd run to the bathroom and get sick. And like I'm really nauseous for a day after.
Jesus.
I swear to God. And then I looked up online. I was like, is this like what's going on? And it's because it's exactly what I said it was before I even looked it up. But it's because of the toxins are being pushed around your body.
So is that good then or bad? Should you not get a massage then on your period or?
No, I think it's good because I feel nauseous. After, but I know exactly. I think when you feel nauseous and you know why, it's like the what's the thing?
Reaffirming, validating.
It's like, yeah, no, there's a word for it. Oh my God, the placebo effect. What's it called? Placebo effect.
I don't know what you mean.
Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of that, but that's not what you're trying. I know that's not right.
Is it not right?
No,
okay.
No.
The placebo effect is like, you know the way when you think one thing, but like you think...
No, placebo effect is if someone gives you a sugar pill and they're like, this will help your pain. You genuinely... It does help your pain because you think it is. That's what a placebo effect is.
Yeah, so then I'm like... Yeah, actually doesn't matter. Like some days I think I wake up and I feel more dyslexic than others.
Yeah,
like,
I know what you mean.
Does that make sense?
If you're tired and stuff, like I can't think of words if I haven't had a good night's sleep.
When I first started using tampons, I thought you had to leave the plastic part in. So for 4 months, every period I was walking around with plastic appulator coming out of my front bum. I was in agony and eventually told my friend and she was like, what the fuck? I love how like she just goes, what the fuck? Like, oh my God.
Like, that is so, like, it's so fair enough though as well, because if you're not shown, how would you know what to do with this?
No.
In fairness.
Like, how?
How is she sitting down? Oh my God, ow.
Oh my God.
She was
God.
Probably like, it's this now for the rest of my life.
Oh my God, she's probably like, oh, like, I get it. I get why my mom's so angry all the time. Like, women go through it. Like, oh my God.
But that was like when you go to a maternity hospital and they give you a pad, there's no like sticky part at the back, but it's like there's a blue sheet covering the back part of it so that it doesn't leak through. So when I got first given a maternity pad, I ripped off the blue part because I thought that it would show the sticky bit, but there's no sticky bit. So I was actually just ripping it up, and it was just like loose cotton everywhere. Like I was ripping up the pad, and I was like, "What the fuck?" So I just and then they were like, "Are you ready?" So I just shoved it in my underwear, and it was literally like ripped up cotton.
Oh my god!
In my vag.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Yes, my family is very open, like weeing with the door wide open. It's not even like a thought. So I was weeing, and then in the process of taking out a very bloody tampon, my grandparents walked in on me, had just self-invited themselves into the house, number one, and my period tampon blood went everywhere, all over the floor, and I was in complete shock. Oh my God, stop. I always pee with the door open.
Yeah, same.
Me and you are very pee with the door open, don't flush the toilet if you pee.
No, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Yeah. My mom goes,
mad. Yeah, no, I know they don't like that.
It's not very nice either, but like, I don't know, I feel
but
like...
But when it's your own house, it's just like, what...
I just pissed, like, do you know what I mean?
But it takes 10 litres of water to flush a toilet. Yeah, so, like, what's the point?
Yeah. Obviously, we've all experienced the dripping down the leg and not knowing. And someone goes, Emer, your period. And it's dripping on the floor. It's like when you're talking and you're not talking to her, she's, like, annoyed at you.
I know, yeah. But she thinks she's talking now.
Hiya.
So some self-care bits.
Self-care bits. Not making any huge decisions, as I know I'm not in the right frame of mind on my period. That is a massive one.
That's so mature.
No, that's so mature.
Actually, the height of maturity.
Because you know what? I actually, like, I'm now starting to... Remember in our recent podcast, we were talking about the social battery?
Yeah.
And you know what? It's okay to say no if you don't feel, like, 100% up to it. Like, if you're going to be surrounded by people, it doesn't matter if they're, like, your bestest friends or not and you're not in the mood. It's actually okay to say no. But I feel like on my period, I get definitely more introverted.
Yeah.
Completely. And I know that, like, say, for example, Kim does as well, gets much more introverted, and being around people and like feeling that pressure to like perform and to be like on the ball when you know you're spiraling or you know you're feeling
and it
down.
Makes you feel worse about yourself because you think that if I socialize I'll get out of my funk or it'll make me feel better. In certain circumstances it will make you feel better, but when you're on your period I feel like you just feel more shit about, you're more drained, you're like, oh, these people are going to hate me now. And because you're already feeling insecure and paranoid and you're not feeling your best, you're basically feeding those thoughts by doing that.
Yeah, for sure. I love that though, the not making huge decisions, because I am an advocate of saying, yeah, sure, I'll do that. And then I go and... I'll go and then like instantly regret it and then we'll spiral from that.
Yeah.
You know? Eat whatever I'm craving, deny myself nothing. Love.
Love.
No, like love. Love. Love, love, love and love. To be honest, do that anyway. Like, do that anyway. Calling in sick to work, gotta be done.
You have to.
No, you have to.
You have to.
Unfortunately, I can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do that. Pick one night at the start of your period where you can be alone and just reset yourself.
Yeah.
Love that. Drinking peppermint or ginger tea can really help with the pain. Eating right and not drinking alcohol before or during, of course, chocolate when needed is essential. You know what? I always think that I get drunker on my period and more hungover.
You do.
Yeah.
You do get drunker on your period.
And more hungover.
Yeah, definitely. Because you're losing blood. Like, obviously, that's going to happen.
100%. Accepting that my hormones aren't my weakness like everyone makes you believe. Yeah, I think linking everything back to hormones is such a reassurance. Knowing that it's like, it's your hormones that are making you feel this way and it's not your brain. And you're not like, I'm crazy. You know, I think that's a huge thing because at the start I was like, am I crazy?
Yeah.
I have PMDD. I find that tracking my emotions during this is super helpful to stay grounded. So, like, is that my maybe, like, journaling and, like, writing down?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I was meaning to do that when I started taking CBD oil because I was taking it for, like, 3 weeks straight.
Yeah.
I've stopped taking it now and I genuinely have felt a difference. I felt a difference for sure. I also got the CBD weed online and I've only smoked it, like, maybe, like, 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And I found that, like, it's really, really good for when you're, like, excessively spiraling. And it definitely, like, eases you for sure.
Yeah,
I think I'd be a huge advocate, and like I don't even put tobacco in it or anything, and I wouldn't be into smoking weed.
You're smoking CBD blunts, Emer.
CBD.
Oh my god.
No, like CBD blunts coming out my ass. No, not
I think
really
you
at
have
all.
A little Bob Marley on her hands.
No, like
look like Barbie, smoke like Marley.
Did you just read my mind? Like, did you just read my mind?
You know that used to be my cover photo on Facebook.
Like,
and I was like 12.
No, like Keelan, I literally think about that. Like, that's what I think about when I think about Bob Marley. I think of that particular thing. I think everyone went through a stage of like, I smoke weed.
Oh yeah, she's like, yeah.
But yeah, if anyone wants to get CBD weed, get it off this place called Little Collins online.
Oh, I love Little Collins.
It's brilliant. And I just really think it helps for the excessive spiraling that can come from being on your period. Like I took the CBD weed and I smoked a little bit of the CBD oil.
Yeah.
And then I took the CBD weed and like conked out before bed, and I had the best sleep, and I woke up feeling amazing.
Are you serious?
No, I swear to God, you need to get on it.
I need it.
You need, I'm like, I don't do it all the time.
I've been influenced.
No,
I'm really influenced right now.
No, it's like conked out, and it just takes the edge off everything. The CBD oil, my mom's now taking it.
Mm.
It's incredible. Like it sounds like strange, like I'm taking it, but like if you put like a drop of it in your coffee in the morning, it just like sets you up for the day and really does make you feel relaxed. Mm. But like obviously you have to be careful with it, because like it can sometimes make you sleepy, so like don't take too much of it. Like do what it says on the bottle.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be fucking down on it. But I think it's really, really good. It's so good for anxiety, like so good. I think it's personally changed me completely.
Emer,
no, like have you like
this
now,
is it's brilliant.
No, it's no, I swear to God, like it's incredible. Like it's so good.
Stunning.
Now, I'm still like obviously in some ways like anxious, but there was a period where like it was like maybe like 1 month of me like losing my marbles. I couldn't even fucking walk up the bus stairs because I was so anxious.
Oh my God.
And then when I got this stuff, I was like, "Oh my God, and it's actually it has changed me for sure." So, get on it. littlecollins.com sponsored. I wish. Will we just do a few more of these then?
Yeah.
My electric hot water bottle burst.
Emer, that's like radioactive. That's so dangerous.
So I was lying on it, like it was on my lower back, and this was only like 4 days ago.
Oh my God.
And I was lying on it, and I was like, what the hell? Why am I all wet? And I was like, maybe I'm wet from sweat, because you know the way sometimes it gets quite hot. And then I was like, what's that smell?
No.
It smelled like the water coming out of the hot water bottle smelled like an ashtray. Like it was horrible.
Ew.
And my beautiful hot water bottle burst.
So was this an electric one? Or
an electric one.
Oh, I have an electric one as well now.
I love them. Yeah, I love them. Yeah. But yeah, it burst. I'm devastated. But like they're unreal when you have back pain or cramps. Where I don't know where you can get them. Where'd you get yours?
I just ordered online.
Amazon. Okay, this is a bit different. I make fists and dig them into my lower belly when I have period pains. It actually helps.
Oh my God.
It's very violent.
Very feminine rage.
Yeah, love.
Bah.
Bah. She's clapping.
Bah.
Sleep, lots of sleep, trying to make myself good even if I don't feel like it. The sleeping thing is so mad because you know when you have a period sleep and you wake up and you're exhausted and you're like, I literally got 8 hours sleep last night. Why am I exhausted?
But
and you're on your period.
Women need 1 to 2 more hours sleep because of our hormones. Because the something to do with, no, again, don't quote me. Something to do with how our hormones are made. It's like our body needs to produce cortisol. So we have more cortisol in our bodies than men do. So we're constantly, like our bodies are like jittering on the inside. So we do get more tired and we need more sleep because of the cortisol. Otherwise, we'll be really stressed and that stress will then turn into diseases and other things. So that's why we need more sleep.
Yeah, that's interesting because I just always think that like whenever I'm on my period.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm on my period, I like wake up and I'm like, I feel like nearly hungover. Mm. I'm like, ugh, like I just feel like I didn't sleep a wink.
But also breastfeeding takes up 20% of your body's energy.
Jeez, I could only imagine.
You need to eat 700 more calories if you're breastfeeding, and also just like your body is actually working to feed another human. So obviously your body needs to relax more, and it's also the mothers then who are up at night feeding the babies. So it's like how are we actually supposed to cope without?
So
yeah,
I'm literally killing myself. Exhausted.
I am I'm exhausted.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like mocking us.
But at the same time, it is handy because I don't have to make bottles. I don't have to sterilize. You know, I don't have. You know. So I'll probably just wait until I feel really, really ready, because I'm definitely not ready to let go yet.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Will we leave it there?
Yeah.
Because I need to go for a piss.
Ow.
But yeah, I think there's someone texted me as well, because I think we mentioned the PMDD on the last podcast. Now, like, I'm not, like, I'm self-diagnosing, like, I'm not diagnosed with it, but there are loads of Instagram pages that can help you kind of, like, feel normal if you look up. There's Instagram pages and there's Facebook groups as well. Some girl texted me as well, but I need to take a piss.
Okay, go piss, girl.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.